I'm Maria Dudzak, and this week is Safe Boating Week. And with us today, we have some members of the U.S. Coast Guard to offer some safety tips and good information to keep you safe on the water. And joining us this morning, we have, I hope I pronounced your last name right, Lieutenant Laura Malici, there we go. I wrote it down. Lieutenant Laura Malici. We have Petty Officer Andrew Martin and Lieutenant Junior Grade Joe Petrie. And thanks you all for being here.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And we're going to start off with Lauren, and you're just going to give some general information, right?
Yeah. National Safe Boating Week campaign is a public outreach effort held annually during the week leading up to Memorial Day weekend. It's designed to help reduce boating fatalities and accidents by generating awareness on the waterways in the last frontier. Why it's important? Well, here are some of Alaska's boating fatality statistics. 9 out of 10 boating fatalities involved individuals who are not wearing life jackets. 5 of 6 fatalities followed a capsize, swamping, or fall overboard in Alaska's cold waters. 9 of 10 fatalities were adult males on boats under 26 feet in length, and 3 of 4 were powerboats. We recommend the following tips and tricks to stay safe this summer. First of all, wear a life jacket because they save lives. In Alaska, boaters are required to have 1 Coast Guard approved life jacket for each person aboard their vessel, and they must be in serviceable condition. Persons 13 years of age and younger are required by law to wear a life jacket at all times when in an open boat, on the deck of a boat, or when water skiing.
And I'm Petty Officer Andrew Martin. I'll be discussing a little bit of some extra things you might want to have filled out prior to getting underway. Filing a float plan is very important. It details where you're going, how long you're going to be out for, what the purpose of your trip is. And that just helps us when we need to go out and say you're overdue, just helps the rescuers be able to pinpoint where you're at more accurately. Also, taking multiple forms of communication devices and extra batteries and chargers. Always remember your VHF FM radio is a primary means of communications in the maritime boating community. Enabling the digital selective calling feature on your VHF FM radio can also broadcast your location in an event of an emergency. Also, they have these personal emergency beacons that detail, if you set them off, they detail a location for you as well. Making sure those are registered with NOAA is very important.
And those are the ones that you can pick up at the library?
I'm not too sure on that one.
The emergency locator beacons, that's what you're speaking about, correct?
Which
is the Ketchikan Volunteer Rescue Squad has them out there. So you can check those out, and they let you check them out for quite a few days if you're out on the water or on a trip. They're available at the Ketchikan Public Library, the Alaska State Troopers, as well as the Visitors Bureau, one of the facilities downtown.
That's awesome. I strongly recommend taking those when you're underway. Getting a Coast Guard auxiliary check prior to getting underway. We are currently standing up our auxiliary right now, and it's a free check. That number is 907-225-1349, and you can give them a call, see when they're available to get your boat check, make sure you have all the required gear before getting underway.
And I know they are recruiting out there. I saw them at businesses with sign-up sheets just to either get involved with auxiliary as well as to get those safe boating checks.
Yep. So absolutely. So building on Petty Officer Martin there as well. So if you're going out, you want to have a good plan. You want to be informed. So one big recommendation as well is check the weather. Whether you're going inside pass or you're going out, offshore, you want to check the weather not only for today, but for the next couple of days as well. You want to know what's going to be going on long term. And especially I know anyone that is boating down in southeast Alaska, you always want to check the tides. The tidal range can be very extreme. You're talking 16, 17 feet in a day. You don't want to be in a situation where you're fishing in an area. Next thing you know, you're in a situation where you can't get out or you're left high and dry there. So always want to inform yourself, check the weather before you go out, have a good plan. Also, dress for the water temperature. Even though we are getting into summer now, the water temp is rarely getting above the low 50s. So while it's not required, definitely recommended for immersion suits or wetsuits, dry suits to have on board. God forbid if you do go overboard or capsize there, that could be the difference. If you're a few extra minutes in the water, you want to make sure you have the gear that can help save your life in that situation. And then finally, of course, going into Memorial Day weekend here, boat sober. If you're the boat operator, just like if you're driving your car here, less than 0.08, you know, Coast Guard is out there. We are enforcing that. We will be out there enforcing that this weekend. And if you are the operator of a boat, you are not consuming alcohol while you're operating the boat. So that is the big thing right there. And, of course, we'll be out there this weekend enforcing that. So the last thing as well, just going to put a plug out for the pledgetolive.org. So, again, that is the website pledgetolive.org. You go there, it's got a lot of great resources, a lot of great references for trip plans, some electronic float plans as well, as Petty Officer Martin was discussing. It also has this life jacket selector tool. So based on the size of the individual, it gives you a good recommendation for life jackets to purchase so you have the right size.
So we have coming up the Salmon Derby. Is that generally a more active, I guess, time frame or period with for the Coast Guard? I see some head nods.
Yeah, absolutely. Us at the station, we'll be out there just making sure everyone's safe, just making sure you got your life jackets. That's the big one for us. Making sure you guys have that is really important.
So what are you doing? You say you're out patrolling. Are you stopping vessels and checking them, or just out there in case things come up?
It's a mixture of both. We do go out there, make sure you are required to have these items on board your boat. So we'll be out there patrolling. Not only so we're out there in case something happens, but we like to prevent as well. So we'll come on board, we'll do a quick safety inspection, get you back on your way.
And is there anything that you find around here in the Ketchikan area that maybe people don't think about, something maybe they should bring with them or something they should do or think about when they head out there, that you're kind of finding, you know, certain things that maybe people aren't as clued into doing?
For us, in my experience, adequate life jackets and making sure they're the right size. That's really huge here. Making sure it fits. And again, on the Safe Boating website, it should tell you how it fits with your children. It even goes through the process of putting it on them, making sure everyone's aware of that, and fire extinguishers as well. Some vessels are required to have a fire extinguisher on board. And what I typically see is people don't either A, have the Marine type required or the U.S. Coast Guard approved ones. So making sure you have that if you're required to have one is very important as well. Those are typically the big items I see.
It seems that the life jackets are something that people sometimes are reluctant to don. Is there any sense of like a cultural reason or I don't have to worry, I won't fall over? Is there any sense of why people choose not to wear their life jackets?
Big one, another one I see is they think they're strong swimmers, but I mean, it's a big shock to the system as soon as you get in the cold water. I mean, that's what I see as well. Say, oh, I'm a strong swimmer. Why would I need that?
Right. Drowning kills way before hypothermia sets in. That's the biggest risk that we have of people who don't wear life jackets. So it is a shock, and then there is a risk of drowning, especially because it's the cold water.
Okay.
But then, so also along those lines as well, no one thinks when they're going to go out that they're going to be the ones overboard or that they're going to be the ones capsizing. And the life jackets are kind of looked at as a, last resort, last case scenario if you are in that situation. But that's not the case. It's a safety item that needs to be on board at all times. And you have to always prepare to be in the worst case scenario there and be ready for it when it does.
Mm-hmm. It just seems that having it, on under the thing or over somewhere, as opposed to wearing it, if you go over, it's kind of too late.
Right. I mean, if you are in an open boat or on an open deck, you should be wearing a life jacket at all times.
Okay. All right. Well, lots of great tips. Anything else that any of you want to add?
Just wear your life jacket. That's the biggest thing here that we typically see. Just make sure you're making sure everyone has one. That's really important around here.
Okay, great. Yeah, be safe out there. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
And again, members from the Coast Guard here in Ketchikan, Lieutenant Lauren Melici, Petty Officer Andrew Martin, and Lieutenant Junior Grade Joe Petrie joining us this morning.